September 18, 1932. Page written in the Divine Will, Story of the Creature. How God does not want us servants, but princes of His kingdom. Divine love in search of all creatures in order to love them. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. I feel hidden by its eternal waves, in which it hides everything. Nothing flees from its immensity, so that one who wants to find everything, embrace everything, listen to the story of each one, must enter into this sea of the supreme fiat. But while my mind was lost in it, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "Blessed daughter, my will encloses everything. Rather, for each creature it holds his written page of how his story should develop and form his life." And this page was written ab eterno. It was written in the light of our will, such that the life of each creature in time had its beginning, but in our Supreme Being it had no beginning. And He was loved by us with love without beginning and without end. Now, the whole of creation did not yet exist and we loved Him, because He was already within us. We held the great birth of all creatures enclosed within the sanctuary of our divinity. In each one of them we looked at our little written page, his circumstances, his tiny little story, and according to this, what more or less was written, what must be fulfilled and glorified our most holy will, so we loved him more intensely. You did not exist yet, but our will enclosed you, and loving you we gave you the place, the rest on our paternal knees. We gave you various lessons on our fiat, and oh, how much pleasure we took in seeing you listen and write in your soul, as though copying, what was written in our eternal page, because you must know that what we want the creature to do in our will, is first done by us, formed by us in our own volition, and then overflowing from us, it wants to do it and form it in the creature, making its field of divine action with him. So much is our love, that we want nothing other than that she do what we have done, giving her the model of our act, so that she can copy it. And how much help, assistance, do we not give while she makes the copy, giving her our own will as her act, as prime material, so that the copy comes out according to our design. Now, every act of one who does his will does nothing other than ruin our design, forming some erasers on our written page. Every written word of ours contained a special and eternal love. It contained the development of his life according to our likeness, in which he would enclose his story of love and a fulfillment of his divine will toward his Creator. The human volition does nothing other than counterfeit this page, throwing our likeness into confusion, and instead of forming the copy of our page, written with so much love for him, he has formed his page written with notes of sorrow, of confusion, and with the stories so vile and base, that the centuries won't make a memory of it, and the Eternal One will not find in him the echo of the story written on his page, in which his divine story must be praised by the creature. My daughter, there is a mistaken notion in the base world, they believe that the creature can live as though away from us. What mistake? What mistake? The whole of creation is nothing other than an inheritance come forth from us, therefore it is ours, it belongs to us, so much so, that although we have put it forth, still we brought it forth inseparable from us, and we want the honor, the glory of our inheritance, and that creatures are not our vile servants, but children, and as so many princes of our kingdom. And this princeship is given to them by the inseparability of our will, such that the creature can neither do without it, nor can he live, nor separate himself, not even in hell itself. At the most, some have it operating, and some have it conserving, of his being, without giving it the opportunity of letting it work good. To live without my will would be like the body living without the soul, that would be impossible. And one sees that when a member is cut off from the body it has no motion. It loses heat and putrefies because it lacks the soul. It would be the same if he lacked my will. Everything would come to nothing. Now living in my will is exactly this, to feel flowing in all your being, in all your acts, the light, the divine strength, the life of my will, because where it's operating life is not, that act remains without life, without heat, without strength and divine light. It is as though dead to good, and when there is no good inside, evil forms, and he ends with putrefying. Oh! If the creature could see himself without the operating life of my volition, he would see himself so counterfeited, that he would be horrified to look at himself. Therefore, let yourself always be overwhelmed by the eternal waves of my volition, in which you will find your written page, your story woven with so much love over you, and so you will no longer be frightened by what we have disposed for you. You will find everything as things that belong to you and that by absolute necessity must form your life, to fill your story and to satisfy our need of love, that ab eterno we wanted to make our will known. Be faithful and do not hinder our love, and leave us free to develop our admirable designs formed over you. After this, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, Good daughter, one who does and lives in my volition, rises into the unity of my will, and descends in it into all things in order to give me her love in all things, in all creatures and their acts. And I, my love, for as much as I do to love you in all creatures and in all their acts, wanting to cover them all with my love, so that you, not receiving their love, might receive that love from everyone, yet I see that not everyone loves you. This is a sorrow for me, because I think that my love has no vital strength, and therefore I do not know how to make you loved by everyone. And Jesus, my daughter, it is the strength of the unity of my volition that casts you over everyone and everything, in order to love in everything and give me the exchange of love of everyone. And if they do not love me, I cannot say that I do not receive yours, rather, in your love I hear the notes of the love that everyone should give me, and oh, how content I am by it. You must know that this is our divine office, from the height of our one and only act that we never interrupt, our light, love, power and goodness descends, and retraces all the acts, the heartbeats, the steps, the words, the thoughts, in order to mold them, invest them, and seal them with our love. We feel the irresistible need of love to go in search of everyone and everything, and we do not let anything escape us, not even a heartbeat, without giving it an I love you of ours. And they do not love us. On the contrary, there are some who flee from under the reign of our love. But in spite of all this we continue, we do not stop, because our divine nature is love and must love. And we feel the contentment, the happiness that our love gives us by loving her, that it has the virtue to love everyone, to extend itself to everyone and everywhere. Now would happiness be full in us, if our love could suffer from being unable to love everyone, nor would it stop if it does not see itself reciprocated. The same for you, continue to love us for everyone, and to overwhelm everyone in our love, and even though all your intent is not obtained, you will hear the notes of our felicitating love, because you want to love us for everyone. Fiat.